Rutherford Issues with Brian Parent, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Back here as we continue the conversation on Rutherford Issues, and glad to have in the studio today Charlie Apigian and Ginger Wharf to talk about the special kids race. Charlie, I'll start with you. Man, if the word race is in anything, you have your hand in it, right?
Well, if it's a great cause especially, I definitely do my fair share around here. But this is one that I know the community embraces as they did last year, and they're going to again this year. And the special kids race has a 15K, a 5K, and then also a one-mile fun run. It's going to be March 23rd of this year, and registration is going on now.
Well, Ginger, did you figure that when you started with Special Kids, you would be so well-versed in what it means to do a 15K, a 5K, or a fun run?
Absolutely not. Unlike Charlie, I am not a runner, so this was a whole new experience for me. Whenever we started our race for the first time last year in March of 2012, and we were absolutely blown away by the response. We were hoping for maybe 1,000 people, and 2,300 showed up.
Well, that's a good thing to have, you know, expectations set at one thing. And so what are you expecting now this year, I guess, is the big question.
Well, we're going to probably cap it at 2,500 runners for the 5K and the 15K, and that's total combined. And, you know, that has more to do with the fact of, you know, we're unsure about parking issues, things like that. And we just feel like this year that's probably going to be our cap. But we also will have 500 runners allowed for the 1 mile fun run, which we're going to have two different times for that this year, one at 7:30 and one at 8:30.
Okay. So would it be 500 per fun run if?
No, it'd be 250, okay, 250 per each fun run. Okay. So. Yeah, we'll have the 15K starting at 7 o'clock, the 5K starts at 7:10, and then the fun runs, one of them with a cap of 250 at 7:30, and then 8:30 we'll have another one as well.
I'm going to ask you this, Charlie, because 5Ks are not uncommon, and I've seen more and more of the 15Ks coming in. Is that to train maybe for a half marathon or marathon, or... Why it's what, a little over 9 miles?
Yeah, you know, it's 9.3, and you think about the timing of it, being that it's in March, you have the Music City marathon that's in the end of April. It's a perfect training run for that. And it's also just, you know, people may not be ready for the half marathon or marathon in March. So it's a great opportunity to force you to do a little bit more than maybe you would in a race. And it's really a great course. I know my best time I've ever had has been in a 15K, and so getting involved in this one, a nice flat course, it definitely will be something I think people will look forward to get a good time as well.
We're going to talk more about the race itself and get all the details and where to sign up and things of that nature here in just a second. But Ginger, I want to give the listening audience the opportunity to find out more about Special Kids. Charlie said, you know, getting involved in something if it's a good cause, and obviously he feels that it is, but maybe some folks don't know what you do with Special Kids. Maybe you can explain.
Absolutely. Special Kids is a Christian nonprofit here in Murfreesboro that provides outpatient rehabilitation and professional nursing services to children with special needs. So that means that we give occupational and physical and speech therapy to these children, ages birth to 21 years. And we are completely local. We were founded back in 1998 by a nurse named Carrie Goodwin, and since then we've served over 2,000 children here in this community with special needs.
Wow. And doing this from where? Where's your location?
Oh, we are located, I like to say we're the best kept secret as far as location, on Arnett Street. It's just a little connector road right off of East Main Street, and we've got our facility there that we've been in since 1998.
Arnett Street. That must be why it's such a well-kept secret.
Absolutely.
Very easy to find, though.
It is. It is. Just use that GPS.
There you go. Special Kids has obviously had a special place in the heart of many people. Charlie, why did you get involved?
Well, I actually started probably about 3 or 4 years ago a group of kids through the Triborough Race Series, wanted to raise funds for special kids and also participate in our triathlon. I then went over there and went to their facilities and met with them. And the minute you walk into their actual area where they do their services, you're blown away by, first of all, how amazing these kids are, and second, how much special kids needs us, because they need better facilities. And so being that they are completely a local organization, you know, they're doing everything right here in Murfreesboro, and you go in there and you know that they could be serving even more kids if they were able to raise the funds. So I started running for a special kid named Austin, and he's always had a special place in my heart, and now all the kids, you just see them and you just love to see their progress. It's an amazing thing. But this race, you know, takes that to such another level. You know, we can raise so much money if the community gets behind this for a charity right here in our own community. It's great.
Ginger, do you find that that's the case, that when people come in not knowing what you do at Special Kids, they walk away with a brand new perspective, and that's probably how you get a lot of your volunteers, just letting them meet the kids?
Absolutely. We say there's nothing like giving a tour. People come in our doors not knowing exactly what to expect, and the most common response I get is, I just love Special Kids. It's all about the kids. And that's the truth. It's the heart of what we do, and I can try to explain it to you, but there's nothing like Charlie said, meeting Austin in person and just seeing him smile, and he explains it way better than I can.
Now, do a lot of people actually run for someone or in memory of or name in recognition of or something of that nature?
Yeah, you know, Special Kids has a program called Impact, and you can create anything to be an impact endeavor. This year I'm turning the whopping 40, and I decided to create an impact for myself, and I'm going to raise funds for my birthday, and anybody that wants to, you're welcome to. I'm going to go run 40 miles in Suwannee, and to commemorate the terrible age of 40. But
you talk about it like it's so bad.
I don't know, is it?
I haven't been.
I know,
not
you're younger
yet
than me. It's no fair.
Yeah, but not that far behind. Trust me, that's why I'm getting scared that you're talking about 40.
No,
that bad.
But one wonderful thing about this race is we have over, I think it's 80 different groups that have already been established. Some of them with up to 100 participants that have signed up, and they're raising funds separate from what they're doing. We have one called Team Ayers, and they have 84 people that have already signed up, and they're raising funds through Impact. And I know they have a lofty goal of the funds that they want to raise.
This obviously turned into a very nice way to raise funds, much needed funds for Special Kids, Ginger.
Absolutely. Like I said, we were blown away by the response last year, and so far this year by our sponsors like Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We would not be here today if they were not fully behind this race, and we are so thankful for them and for the many sponsors that we have. But it's also neat because it gives individuals an opportunity to invest in Special Kids by simply signing up for the race and being out there, and then, like Charlie said, going the extra mile and joining a team and doing a Impact fundraiser.
Charlie Apigian and Ginger Wharf talking about the Special Kids race, which is coming up, and it is March. I'm looking for my date.
23rd.
Okay. I knew you'd bail me
Absolutely.
Out there. The reason I ask about running in memory of or running for kids or doing some type of special fundraising is my family, members of my family, my nephew Drew and his fiance, Tiffany, Tiffany's daughter, Jordan, Jordan Luker, I don't know if you remember Jordan, but they had the shirts and they had, you know, running for her because she did pass away in August of 2011. And it was a very neat thing to see families kind of do that. And unfortunately, sometimes that happens. But to have that opportunity to just to get out and support and get family members to come together, it's a really special thing, and it's very individual for each family, I would imagine.
Absolutely. That little girl in particular has a very, very special place in all of our hearts, and incredible to see these families rally together around the children, and then to see their community at large. We've got several churches behind the families and the kids that I know from speaking to the families how much it really touches their hearts to see family members and friends out there and honor their child.
It's a wonderful opportunity, Charlie, and it's more than just a race. I mean, it's an event. It's a time to get together with friends and family, and I don't know. It's just more than just running.
Yeah, you think about, you know, all the different opportunities outside of MTSU where 5,000 people will get together, and we're, you know, and that's about what we had at the Murfreesboro Medical Center off of Garrison Drive at the start and finish. And, you know, you've got three races going on, you know, the fun run off right there at the Gateway Island, and you've got people finishing, and then everybody that rallied behind these individuals were there as well. And, you know, probably my favorite part of last year was when the fun run started. We had a lot of the families, a lot of the big groups that raised funds, and then right at the end, the kids. One was a Christian, another one Beckett, and we had others that got their little walkers, and they crossed the finish line. And I still think about that, and it brings emotions out again. It's just that you don't get that at the normal race.
Right. Specialkids.org has a lot of information on the website about all these things that we're talking about today. Fleet Feet, I think, is involved as well, right?
We have a lot of wonderful sponsors, and it's specialkidsrace.org is the website. And, you know, go there, and not only is registration going on, but early registration does end on the 15th. And right now the 15K is $35. The 5K is 30, and the 1 mile fun run is 15. But as of the 15th, the 5K and the 15K go up by $5.
So we're talking about on January 16th or through the race date?
Well, until we hit that cap. You know, we'd of course love to sell out, but at the same time, whatever it takes to get people to run in this community, we're looking to help them do it as well.
So we'll just keep folks updated on what happens if we reach that cap or whatnot. I know that we're running some messages and have been for a while about the race and registration that can be done online. What's the easiest way to register?
Oh, definitely go to our website, and from there you can click on participate, and it'll bring you to registration. And when you click on that, it brings you to a real easy to use interface to register. You can even create your own group right there. It doesn't have to be tied to any fundraising. You can just, it could just be the people at work, and you want to get five people. Go in there and create a group and get it to be more fun than just running the race. You know, we're going to get a lot of people, I know, in that 15K this year. We had about close to 700 do the 15K last year. I know we're going to have a lot more, because a lot of those people that did the 5K are looking to go up to the 15K. It's going to be a great event. I know both distances will have a lot of people, but that 15K, I'm really excited for the numbers so far that we have.
They're very popular in the late winter, early spring, I guess, in anticipation of that.
It gets you ready for those marathon and half marathons in April and May, and mm-hmm. then on from there.
Charlie, let's talk a little bit about the race location and where it's going to be. It's at the new Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, the one out on Garrison near the new hospital, right?
Yeah, I always like to tell people just behind the new hospital is where the event will be taking place. It's off of Garrison Drive. We'll be having a packet pickup the 2 days before at New Vision Baptist. But, you know, it's one of those events where you got to get there nice and early because, again, it's a great place to have an event, but parking is going to be a little bit of an issue. So anybody that is going to plan on being there, get there early and make sure you're informed. Go to our website, see where the parking places are. And trust me, you get there even if it's at 6 o'clock in the morning, the buzz is already starting. The music is going. There's already people out there. And the environment is very uplifting.
Talk to me about, for those, runners out there, they want to know some particulars, and I know one of them is, you know, is it timed and all this kind of thing, and what happens when they finish and all that kind of thing. So you do your thing with the runner information.
Well, yeah, and you know, what is a race without a great shirt and, of course, the medal? So, of course, this is, even though it's for charity, we do not go cheap on the what you get. You're going to get a really nice shirt this year. It's my favorite one that I've seen. And so I'm just going to leave that at that for now, and you'll be nice and surprised the day of. But it is a Tech shirt. The medal is going to be first class, and you'll receive that after you finish. And then once you do finish, you're first of all going to receive your medal from one of the kids, probably in that area. You'll get water. We'll have a lot of refreshments, and at that point, awards. We do have awards for the top three in each age group and gender. So we want you to stick around for that. And we have some unique prizes that are some of the hand-drawn pictures from the kids. And so, that's the good stuff.
And it is a timed race, obviously.
It is, yeah, absolutely professionally timed. Except the fun run is not. The fun run is just 1 mile of having a good time.
So I knew that Charlie could take care of all the technical stuff. Now,
absolutely.
What I want to ask you about, Ginger, is how excited do the kids get about being able to be there on race day and handing out the medals and just being involved?
Oh, my goodness. We, like I said, the first time was last year, so we've never experienced an event like this before where our families could really come out and fully participate in it. So it was amazing to watch the finish line area last year and get to see some of our little guys reach up, which is some of those therapy goals, reach up and put that medal around somebody's neck. And honestly, to see the participants' faces to just light up with the kids, because that's the whole point of everything.
Yeah. Awesome experience for you and for the kids and everyone. And I guess we can start saying annual now.
Oh, absolutely. We will definitely be having a good time this year and in future years. And to add to Ginger's point, it's not just the kids, it's also the families these kids. And to see them, and they actually come up and personally thank you, and you want to say, no, thank you for all that they do. So it is more than just a few individual kids. It's a big family that Special Kids fosters, and starting from the child to the people that work there, as well as parents, grandparents, cousins, everybody.
Give us the details where we can find more information, Charlie, if you don't mind, about the Special Kids race, which is coming up here real soon.
Okay. Well, everybody, go to our website. It's specialkidsrace.org, and there's more than enough information on there to get you started. If you want to get a paper registration, the best and easiest way to do that is to go to Fleet Feet here in Murfreesboro, and they can do that, and then you just mail it in or drop it again off to Fleet Feet as well. But to get the general information, go to the website, go to Facebook, and get on and like us on Facebook. We're updating that every other day or so with updates, also updating what our numbers are to let you know when the cap is going. We have well over half of the registrants already taken care of, and so we're well ahead of where we were last year. And last year with 2,300, I know we're going to get to 2,500.
Very good. Charlie, Ginger, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And I'm sure
we'll
talk in the future about more special kid stuff. Ginger, anytime, just stop on by and let us know.
Great. Thank you so much,
all
Brian.
Right. Thank you. That's Ginger Wharf and Charlie Apigian joining us to talk about the special kids race. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.